Welcome to the Lavo Show podcast. Conversations with outstanding human beings whose love has been inspired and transformed by Osho. Take a deep breath and enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Hello and thanks for tuning in. My name is Swaram and I'm the host. Today our guest is Ma Ananda Sarita. Sarita is a world-renowned Tantra teacher who received direct transmission from Osho. Sarita is also a healer and author of two books. I'm so happy to have Sarita on the show and I hope you enjoy it. Sarita, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm super good, thank you. Feeling so happy to be with you today.
As a starter, tell us a little bit about your story before meeting Osho.
Yes, well, I was a very thirsty seeker from a very young age. Basically, my dream was to find the essence of life and to become one with this essence and let it live and breathe through me. So from the age of 4, I was on that mission. And then when I was 15, I left my hometown in California. I hitchhiked to New York. I was studying dancing in New York. And then I went to Europe when I was 16. I traveled hitchhiking all through Europe. And then I traveled hitchhiking overland to India, always seeking the essence of life. And when I was in India, the first person I met who influenced me very deeply was Goenka. I got into Vipassana meditation. I went to Bodh Gaya. I did a 10-day meditation retreat there with Goenka. And then I went to Mumbai to do a month-long retreat. And the month before, the evening before going into the month-long retreat, I met Krishna Prem in the Stifel's Hotel in Mumbai. That was a kind of backpacker's hotel. And he said, oh, I'm going to meet a very interesting man tonight, and I think you would like to meet him, so why don't you come with me? So I said, okay, I was up for any adventure. So I went, and that was Osho. And it was a really very, very powerful experience. Osho was speaking on the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra. This was in February 1973. So Osho was speaking on Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, and I still remember the sutra he was commenting on. It was the sutra, while engaged in sexual union, stay attentive on the fire in the beginning, and so continuing, avoid the embers in the end. He gave an hour and a half discourse on this sutra, and it blew me completely out of the water. Then and there, I was my life was transformed just hearing that discourse. But I didn't know that Osho was a guru, that you could get initiated. I had no idea. I was just in a complete wonderland. And then Krishna Prem said, okay, tomorrow morning you need to come to the Chaupati beach in Mumbai at 6 a.m. We're going to do a special meditation there. And then afterwards, Osho is going to give Shaktipat. Of course, at that time he was called Bhagwan. And so I didn't know what Shaktipat is. And I said, no, but I have my month-long retreat starting. He said, what time does it start? So I said, oh, it starts at 10 o'clock. He said, no problem. You come at 6 for the dynamic meditation. Then you have Shaktipat with Osho at 8 o'clock. And then you can go into your month-long silent retreat. So I did that. And when I did dynamic meditation, I felt like this meditation was exactly tailor-made for me. And I did it with full totality and enthusiasm. And then came the Shaktipat experience with Osho himself coming to guide that. And that was simply a thunderbolt and transformed me forever, that Shaktipat experience. So I don't know if you're interested, I could describe that experience. It's really amazing what he was doing there. And then I went into my month-long retreat. And after the retreat, I went to Mount Abu. And in Mount Abu, I became initiated into sannyas from Osho. And I stayed in his community for 26 years after that. So that's my story in a nutshell.
Well, it's really impressive. You know, you were so young. You arrived to Osho in 1973. And I think the benefits of meeting Osho at the time is that you could have access to him personally and you could spend more intimate time with him compared to the later days where many, many more people arrived. Mm-hmm. And it's also very significant that your first discourse was on Tantra. That somehow shaped your path, and you are now a very famous worldwide Tantra teacher, spreading Osho's vision and the teachings of Tantra. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'd love to hear the experience, if you don't mind, on the Shakti panel. You made me curious.
Oh, it's so beautiful because, you know, after that, he stopped giving the Shakti panel that form. So it was a very unique experience. And before he entered the space, there was his disciple was there who asked us to take a flower and then pour our ego into the flower and then offer that flower to golden images of Osho's feet. The golden image was created. It was a cast using many different kinds of metals. And that's an interesting story in itself, but that's another story. So I'll just tell this story right now. And so I was very scared that if I offer that flower, that somehow I'm going to be hypnotized or, you know, that this might be a cult. Or I was kind of scared. But then I thought, okay, I can't know anything unless I try it. So I will try and let's see what happens. So just by offering the flower to his feet, a thunderbolt of light came through me and just, it was incredible, the energy, the power that came through. And then Osho appeared and he asked us to look into his eyes and while looking into his eyes, to release all of our anguish and give it to him. Very simply. So there was about 100 people there. Everybody started screaming, crying, releasing. But as we were screaming, crying, and releasing, we were doing our best to continue looking in his eyes and just give it to him. And it was simply mind-blowing to see such a power and yet such a compassion together. It was the harmonious meeting of male and female energies in one single being. And of course, I'd never seen a being like that before, and I was flabbergasted. And this went on for 20 minutes. And then he asked us to simply lay down and close our eyes. And he gave back to us love, bliss, compassion, ecstasy. And he was speaking to us saying, allow the divine to penetrate you and move within. Feel it, feel it. I still remember those words. And it felt like his voice was traveling inside my body, just caressing every cell of the body with bliss. So he basically removed our suffering and gave us back bliss, which is anyway our birthright. And that was the end of the meditation after 1 hour. And then I was in a complete daze and I went to my Vipassana retreat. I was in silence for 1 month. But my world was completely transformed. And I didn't know that I could become his disciple. So it wasn't until after my Vipassana retreat, someone said to me, by the way, Osho is holding a meditation camp in Mount Abu. You can go. So I immediately got a ticket and I went there. And then I took sannyas. That's where I found out I could take sannyas. And that was it. And 26 years I stayed in his community.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this story. And I'm so happy I asked you. And because that also confirms something that I've heard before from other people saying that enlightened masters, they have the capacity to take away bad energies or anguish and anger and everything that we carry, which is very negative, and transform this energy and give it back in forms of love and compassion. And that's exactly what you described. And that's what I've heard one of the reasons why many enlightened masters, they suffer a lot in their bodies. Their bodies get sick also because they absorb all the negative energy and then they transform it.
You know, and all the time I was with Osho while he was in the body, I was witnessing that no matter what he did, no matter how controversial it might have appeared, every action of his was doing the same work, swallowing the poison, giving back nectar. And he was really doing that in each moment of his life. Everything he did was in service of transformation and in service of love and consciousness. So people say things about Osho, they question, there's the controversies. But I was there and I was watching very carefully, and I can assure you he was simply a vehicle of compassion for individuals, for humanity as a whole.
These are the things that have to be said and shared, because too often the conversation around Osho is at very low level, and there is completely misunderstanding about what Osho was about and what his work was. And so, yeah, I thank you so much for that. So let's jump and talk about your speciality, which is Tantra, and in relation to Osho. Many people perhaps do not know or realize that, but before Osho, Tantra was quite an esoteric discipline, and it was not very much known to the general public. In fact, most of what's available today in terms of Tantra is linked to Osho directly or indirectly. And in my understanding, Osho revived this Tantra tradition, but also started a new lineage. Osho is a master of masters. So my question to you, because you are an expert and I believe you have done some research, so what differentiates Osho's teaching on Tantra from other traditional ancient Tantra schools?
So what I would like to share with you is a little bit esoteric, that Osho was giving us the living heart of Tantra without necessarily the trappings, you know, the, what would we say, like the cultish trappings around it. So he didn't give us knowledge around it. He more gave us the living, pulsating heart of it, the experiential aspect. And in fact, even though he spoke on many different masters, his community was certainly a Tantra community. It was vibrating and alive with Tantric principles in every facet of it. And so I only came to know this later as I started really studying into Tantra scriptures, because I found myself on the Tantra path having very powerful Tantra experiences, but I wasn't necessarily labeling it in that way at that time. From the very beginning when I came to Osho, and at that time we were privileged to be able to have one-on-one meetings with him. So in the beginning I was seeing him at least once a week, once or twice a week, and he would give me meditations to practice. I would go back and do those meditations, then come back to him and report how it was going, and then he would refine the meditation, or he might give me a new meditation to practice. And from the very beginning, he was giving me Tantra meditations to practice, which I didn't know at that time. I was just doing whatever he said wholeheartedly and experiencing the transformation. And then only later I put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And then when I was in relationship, he was personally counseling me and my partner with also different Tantra principles and Tantra practices. And so I was being guided on the Tantra path without having a label on it. And I think a lot of his work was doing that. He wasn't labeling it as such. Of course, he was speaking on Tantra masters and mystics and inspiring us very much about Tantra. And then he was offering us a living path of Tantra. And nowadays, I also like to combine that with traditional Tantra. You know, I love to study the Tantra scriptures. And of course, I've integrated the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra 112 meditations into my work. I'm very passionate about that. And because of Osho, I'm able to understand the very esoteric teachings of Tantra through my own lived experience. And I came to understand that that's really the only way to understand Tantra, is by living and breathing the Tantric meditations which masters have left us. That by doing those rituals or those meditation practices, we come to understand the essence of what Tantra is. And it's a living, breathing tradition. It's not something about learning by heart certain scriptures or believing, having a certain set of beliefs. It's really about going into the practice, learning from your own experience, and in that way, you become the living scripture.
And I must say, you are definitely a living scripture in terms of Tantra. And I'll come to that a little bit later, talking a little bit about you personally and what you do in terms of lifestyle and meditation and practices. But for now, if I understand correctly, you leave this Tantra message without knowing it. So essentially, you didn't choose initially to be into a Tantra path. It happened to you. When was the moment that you realized you were on a Tantra path and then you became a teacher?
I started teaching in 1990. And it was a simple overflowing that happened because I had been immersing myself in Tantra practice and meditations and the life in the commune for, you know, all those 16, 17 years, just working on myself. I never had some intention to be a teacher. I was just following whatever Osho said, like in a state of surrender, applying myself 100%. And then one day I had a dream that I found myself digging a well, and then I was digging the well very deep, deeper, deeper, and suddenly a huge fountain of water gushed out of that well, and it created a big river. And then Osho appeared in the dream, and he said, "Now you have become your name, because my name means River of Bliss, Ananda Sarita. And many people will be coming to you drinking from this source, so get ready for this." And then I had that dream and I thought, wow, that's very curious. You know, this dream is amazing. And then soon after that, people started just approaching me in the ashram and saying, "I want to have a session with you." And I said, "But I'm not giving session. I'm working in the press office." Then they would say, "No, but we know that you can give sessions. So please start giving sessions." And after about 10 people asked me this, I thought, oh, maybe I'm meant to be giving session. Okay, I check. And I asked Osho. And then that was in 1989. So then Osho said, "If you're ready, go for it." And then soon after that, I found myself being trained in color light therapy, color puncture. And I got into it really very, very deeply. And I started giving session and it went really well. And people loved the sessions. And then gradually giving sessions, I found out, but what's really troubling people is all their issues around relationship and sexuality. This is behind many of the problems that people have, whether it's physical, mental, emotional. So then I realized some of the things I've been learning through all these years of meditation and Tantra practice, that could be helpful for people. So I started weaving in some Tantra meditation. And then before I knew it, I was teaching groups. And I found out that people were responding super well to that. And it just evolved from there, basically. It was a very organic, evolutionary overflow. And so I always look at whatever I'm teaching, just an overflowing from my own experience. And I'm just sharing that. That's it.
I see nowadays so many people want to be teachers of this and that, especially in the spiritual world and meditation and Tantra. But my feeling is that many people are simply frustrated with their life, which is understandable. No one wants to work in an office. But that doesn't mean just because they do some meditation and they appreciate that, that then they're ready to be teachers. And there is such a huge difference between quality teachers and sincere people like yourself. Like you are not even planning to be a teacher. You are just living Osho's message and life. And then at some point you had this dream and now you felt like, you know, it's overflowing and people started coming to you. Mm. There are around authentic people like you who can really share value. And because it's not just the knowledge that you acquired in your experience, but it's that thing that you were saying before, that you live the message. And that's, I think, makes a big difference.
Yeah, it makes a very big difference. You know, when I started teaching the Tantra teacher training, I was really in doubt whether that could work. I was always thinking, if you want to pass Tantra to people and help them to become teachers, it needs to be an apprenticeship, which generally takes at least 7 years. And so previously I was offering only apprenticeship. And then some people were complaining, oh, but it's so difficult to follow you around the world. It's so expensive. Can't you offer a dedicated teacher training? So then I said, okay, I don't think it will work, but I try. And so I tried and I made it into a 2-year training. And I give people a lot of homework they have to do before they come back to each section of the training. It's a 4-part training. And I see that those who do the homework, meaning they immerse themselves in the meditation practice, and then they come back, they have evolved hugely. Like, you really see the results when people practice series of meditations, especially Osho meditations. And so actually it's functioning, like the teacher training is working. But the caliber of people who are attracted are also very special. They've been working on themselves for years, usually doing breath work or massage or different kinds of personal development practices. And then they come for teacher training, then it really has merit to offer this. And I am seeing a really super good results from the teacher training. And I'm very pleased with that it's possible.
Yeah, and I hope that if anyone is listening and is interested in becoming a Tantra teacher, they will contact you, because you're one of those few authentic, rare, real teachers that has something to share. So yeah, it's wonderful that the work you're doing.
Yeah, thank you.
Once I heard you talking about sexual education, and it really made me think. You said something very simple, but so impactful for me. You said that in our schools, a university in general, in our society, we don't learn anything about how to enjoy our sexual life and how to enjoy life in general. And I feel like your work is somehow filling this massive gap that the society has left. So can you expand more and talk a little bit about the importance of sexual education?
The thing is that people go to school to learn how to make money and pay taxes. That's basically the thing. But they're not learning how to have a joyful life. And this is a tragedy that's happening in our society. So then people are very hopeful when they start out, and then they start having difficulties in their sexuality, in their relationships, and they become basically very confused, very lost and miserable. Then they start seeking through personal development, and it would have been so much easier if they could learn from the very beginning, already starting in school. There's some schools in Scandinavia that are doing a really brilliant thing. They're teaching massage to preschool children starting from the age of 4. They already start learning massage. And they found out that those children who learn massage are much better able to absorb the teachings given in the school. They're more affectionate. They don't have problems, you know, behavioral problems, etc. So this is a very wise direction, and that's one of the elements that's very important. And of course, another element is meditation itself. And Osho talked about that in a very beautiful book on education, where he's explaining what is necessary in order for children to grow up as meditative, wise, conscious beings. And one of the things he says is really linked to Tantra. He says that if a child learns meditation from a young age, then by the time he's a teenager, the central channel between sex and crown has already been opened. And then when his hormones start pumping, which they will, they naturally, his energy will start rising in and up, linking the whole chakra system, taking the person into higher consciousness states through that sexual ecstasy. and that this is a natural evolutionary path that can be developed from early childhood. And that very naturally then, when the child is adolescent, they will already be able to experience inner ecstasy. And they won't need to search for it on the outside through drugs and alcohol and all these ways that are very destructive. So I found this so inspiring, and I really feel moved. And I wish that Tantra in different ways could be brought into education from the very beginning and then expanded on once the child is sexually mature. And then they can learn really tantric meditations alone and together with some partners, so they can really develop themselves in a very good direction. One of the comments I've heard from many of my students is, oh, if only I had had access to this information and experience when I was a teenager, I would have saved myself so much suffering.
Yeah, same here, absolutely. So my wish is that within, I don't know, maybe let's say 10 years from now, mm-hmm. there will be a school perhaps in Scandinavia where they will invite Sarita to create a curriculum on Tantra for children. And then from there, you can build a case and show that these children are healthy and happier than the average. And hopefully we'll start from there a revolution in education.
It would be so good. One of the things is, even though I'm very inspired for that, I always work through organizers. And of course, no organizer has yet stepped forward who's willing to take that on, because it is a big subject. A lot of schools would be very allergic to the idea that you're going to teach a very positive sexuality to anybody. So they just can't bring themselves to try to open up that whole subject. It's a challenge. But I, for one, am ready to offer the teachings, but I'm not willing to go through all the hassle of trying to force educators to be open to that. That will have to be the job of some passionate teacher or organizer who wants to take that on. And then I'm very happy to offer the teachings.
Brilliant. So let's plant the seed. Then perhaps there is some passionate educator listening to this podcast who will take up the challenge.
Yeah, that would be super. And I also have brilliant people on my team who can equally support this process. You know, I've trained many Tantra teachers, and I have a Kaula team of teachers who work with me. They work in different places in the world, and we are trying to make a difference wherever we can.
One of the things that I admire about you is that you have been teaching for so many years, but you mm-hmm. still keep learning and studying and growing. It looks like you're more active now than ever. The time goes by, but you have so many more projects, more ideas, you know, like, so what's your source of inspiration?
Osho. My inspiration is Osho. Because I watched Osho, I absorbed, I drank him in. I used to sit in front of him and just try to let my breath be his breath. You know, I was breathing with him in the same rhythm. And I must have absorbed so much of his grace and his compassion. And that's a continuous well of inspiration for me. Just witnessing his compassion, how many thousands of times he answered the same questions, even very boring and stupid questions, he would answer with so much love, freshness, compassion every time. And I saw that he was never taking any day off. Like, the concept of day off didn't exist for him. And somehow I absorbed all that also. So, like, I just love to share. It's a passion. And then, of course, I also take care of my body, and I eat vegan. I do yoga. I do meditations. I practice Tantra with my beloved, etc. And I also use different healing modalities, color light therapy and tachyon, ethothermy. And I take superfoods, and I'm very careful about my diet and exercise. And So I probably overwork, like I don't take enough time off, and that I'm still trying to learn. But basically, I care for my body as a temple.
Something that is evident and immediately noticeable about you is that you look great. You just look great, you know? You look so fresh, young, energetic. You're not 20 anymore, but you look like it. And can you tell us a little bit more about the lifestyle interventions that are the most effective for you?
So I'm going to give a basic key, which I think is very important, that I think a lot of people miss. And that is that if we want true health and wholeness, we need to work on ourselves, not only spiritually, but also mentally, emotionally, and physically. And all of these different elements within us need to come into synchronicity and balance. So, for example, if you're doing intensive meditation practice, but you're not taking care of your body, then body will start complaining. If you only take care of your body and you don't do meditation, then your soul will start complaining. So we need to keep on checking all of these different aspects within us and help them to come into a harmonious balance. And I think in ancient India, they really had it down to a fine art. They had a complete tree of life. There was meditation, yoga, and Ayurveda. And Ayurveda would take care of all the physical issues that might come up and link that with the soul. Yoga would also take care of the physical structure of the body and link it to the soul. And of course, Tantra would link body, mind, soul all together. So this is the tree of life that is needed for each individual. We need to take care of ourselves on all these different levels. And I really learned that by applying myself very deeply into the realm of holistic healing, because I used to suffer from different body conditions when I was into allopathic medicine. And doctors couldn't help me. They just made it worse, worse, worse. Till finally, one day I realized if I take one more antibiotics, I'm going to just die. It was very clear. So I just stopped and I turned towards holistic medicine. And since then, I never went to a doctor. So that's one of my secrets. I don't go to doctors. I just treat myself, or I go to some acupuncturist or some craniosacral healer. So I do regular healing sessions for myself in from various ways, and also weave that together with yoga, with exercising in nature. And the diet is very important. I see a lot of people who are otherwise very lovely in so many ways, but they torture their body with wrong food. And it's really vital to study nutrition and to learn the right kind of fuel for the body, because if you use the wrong kind of fuel, you're going to just fuck yourself up. Sorry for the F word, but sometimes it's good to use it. And I see so many people suffering unnecessarily, and like certain foods are really dangerous. One of them is sugar. White sugar, refined sugar, is a killer. I could go on this subject for hours because I've studied this very in depth. And with my own body as the lab. And so I could give a whole program only on nutrition and how we can support ourselves to have maximum health.
Well, that's very, very helpful for so many people. And I myself am very passionate about nutrition and lifestyle because, you know, I've suffered like many others, I guess, because unless you take responsibility over your health, nobody will. And unfortunately, the recommendations that are around are really wrong. And we can see the results. Most of the people suffering are sick. So if there is anything to take away from this podcast, is don't go to the doctor.
Or go to holistic doctors, like holistic dentists. This is also very important because a lot of people get ill without realizing it's coming from their dental work. That's a whole subject which is super important in our days. And I wrote a blog about it because it is so important. So if somebody's interested, you can look in my newsletter into the back blogs and you'll find one on dentistry. And it's important to be really well educated on that subject. I have a lot of blogs on subjects because usually every month I do a newsletter, and in each newsletter I try to cover a different subject. I've done over 100 newsletters to date. And it's almost like an online magazine. I have a blog about some subject, and then I have a, you know, a recipe, a joke, some answering of somebody's question, etc. So I try to make it very interesting. And there's a lot of very valuable information in those blogs. So somebody could do research and find answers to many questions that they might be carrying, from sexuality to health to tantra to meditation to enlightenment to past lives and everything in between.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much because, you know, you're sharing so much value, and there is content available that people can go and access for free. You're essentially sharing all your experience, all that you've experienced and researched. So the hours and hours and years of experimentation that then condensed into a blog, and that's really valuable, and it's available for free. So really thank you for that. So Sarita, you do so many things, you know, we just in this short chat we had, you mentioned so many projects, you do teacher training, you do the blogs, you share content, you travel around the world, and you teach tantra, of course, etc. So what are the latest projects you're working on?
I, you know, just a couple of years ago, I created an online course called Master Lover. And this has been very popular for people who can't make it to live courses. So now I'm working on a new online course. This one will be for women. It's called the Empowered Woman Training Online. And I will be filming that in December. And I'm really excited about this project. And also in the last couple of years, we've been having a Tantra Essence Festival held in Corfu, Greece. And this is very beautiful. It's really a tribal gathering, a family gathering. People that are into Tantra that's based in meditation are very attracted to that. And I'm teaching an empowered woman teacher training. So I just did the part two of that. And next year will be the parts three and four. Then we'll have six women graduating as empowered woman Tantra teachers. This is another exciting project. I started working with a lot of Chinese people. This is going very, very beautifully, and I feel happy about it because China is basically the new world power, and the more people that can be turned on to meditation and tantra, the better it is for the planet, not only for them as individuals, but also for the planet. So I'm expanding. It's becoming really a global affair.
My goodness, it's really, really impressive. I don't know where you find the energy and inspiration. Well, you said it before, but I just want to reiterate that it's really impressive. And it's also such a great inspiration that one person who is determined and passionate can really move mountains. You know, what you're doing is incredible. So amazing. And what you're doing with China, very powerful, because it's true. I mean, China is becoming the leading power in the world. So these people really need meditation, because if they don't meditate, they will take over the world, and, you know, we need to start all over again.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really, I feel deeply passionate about offering this work to Chinese people, and they responding very, very well. They adore the work and they're getting a lot out of it. And so I feel super happy about that. And also working with Indian people, because I teach in India every year. In fact, I teach the Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, the 112 methods spoken about by Osho in Book of Secrets. And I'm teaching those methods in Dharamsala, India. And over 3 years, people can practice all the 112 methods. So I do 9 days 1 year, 9 days the next year, 9 days the next year. And it's very, very popular. People come from all over the world, but it's very touching that approximately one third of my group is made of Indian people. So basically, bringing their own heritage back to them. And they come to me with tears in their eyes saying, we never knew this was our heritage. And it's so amazing. And they're just completely blown away that they have this in their culture and that they've been denied the knowledge of that. So this is a very, very touching experience to teach this every year in India.
So where people can find you if they want to know more about you, read your blogs and participate in your activities and training and meditation courses, etc. Do you have a website or Facebook page?
Yeah, they can go to, people can go to www.tantra-essence.com. That's tantra-essence.com. And also I have a Facebook page, so that's Ma Ananda Sarita. Very easy to find me, actually. Usually if people forget, they just put in Ananda Sarita into Google and then they find a lot of stuff about me. And you, when you go on my website, you can just click for subscribing to the newsletter. Then you'll get the regular newsletter and you can also go into the back blogs, do your research. I have a shop. In the shop, I'm selling books, CDs, and also Takyan products and Takyan Tantra products, because I work together with the founder of Takyan Technologies to create products especially for people who are interested in Tantra. And this is, I could give a whole discourse on Takyan. It's really, really amazing. And it's actually one of the main secrets for my energy levels and health. It's just incredible. I've been into that for over 20 years. I studied with the founder, David Wagner, who was invited to Pune. So I initially studied with him there. And then I became an apprentice of his for 9 years. And so I've been into it for over 20 years.
Well, it's definitely working on you, no doubt. And so I will link your website and Facebook page to the show notes of the podcast, and can also vouch for your Facebook page. It's very interesting and you always share something inspiring and of value. So I invite everyone to have a look at your page. So we are heading towards the end of the show and I've got three final questions for you. The first one is, what's your morning routine? How does your morning look like in the first couple of hours of your day?
I get up and have shower, then I do yoga and meditation. And then after that, I have breakfast. And my breakfast is a green smoothie. That's all I eat for breakfast. So I have a selection of fruits and superfoods, and I put it in a blender and I make a green smoothie and I drink it. And so that's basically the beginning of my day. When I'm working or traveling, then it's not always like that, because if I'm in a group teaching, I like to offer early morning meditation to people so that they get the experience how important morning practice is. So then I will go to the group room and initiate people into some form of meditation or other. It could be an Osho active meditation. It might be a silent sitting. It might be in nature, but some form of meditation practice before breakfast, which I think is super important for people to learn. My basic routine is this yoga and morning meditation.
Second question is, what's your favorite meditation and why?
So I have too many favorite meditations. But for my own personal practice, I love to sit in silence and just become a witness. This is something I learned not only in Vipassana, but also from Osho. He told me, just become a witness of body, mind, and emotions. So I really, really love this practice. And I also love movement meditations. So, for example, Mahamudra meditation is one of my very favorites. And I often teach this also. And I love Atisha's heart meditation. I find it one of the most transformative and quintessential tantra methods that exists. It's simply awesome in its power for transformation. And I often teach this one also because I've practiced it so much and I really love it. And I love so many meditations. I'm in love with meditation in all its forms. It's my life.
The last question is, you leave the Osho experiment. You were one of the pioneers in this movement of creating a new man, Zorba the Buddha. What does it mean to you personally to be with Osho today in 2018?
In 2018, I see the far-reaching effects of Osho's work happening in the world. And I feel like it's my calling to spread that more and more in the world because I see the benefits of that for people. And I think, you know, with Osho's physical passing, he did not pass away. His body passed away, but his essence and his being continues to radiate through space and time and beyond space and time. And the effects are being felt through his people. So all these different sannyasins that are all over the world doing such amazing, mind-blowing work are definitely having an effect. And that is Osho, that's his grace coming through us. Just the other day, I met Miten from Miten and Deva Premal. They were offering an Osho satsang in the morning here in Corfu. So beautiful. Then afterwards, I was having a little chat with Miten. And I was telling him about my experience of having a pop-up Buddha field in Prague because we were doing a four-hour meditation event. And I was teaching Atisha's heart meditation and the Mahamudra meditation to 200 people. And it was simply like being in Osho's Buddha field. It was so exquisite. And at that satsang gathering with Miten and Deva Premal, there was also a lot of people and sitting in silence and just drinking in that exquisite energy. And then Miten looked at me and he said, "It's him. He's everywhere now. And the Buddha field is everywhere." And we just looked in each other's eyes and just felt that precious moment. Yes, this is what's happening. That we are so blessed to be transmitting his grace in so many different ways. So many different ways. I meet sannyasins all over the world who are doing amazing work. And it's all him.
Well, that's wonderful. And I feel him now. And thanks to you and thanks to the way you're talking about him with so much love and respect. And definitely there is a open channel. So, you know, I can only really thank you for sharing your love for Osho. And for sharing so much value. And I could talk to you forever. And there are so many points I'd love to expand mm-hmm. and dig into. And you are such a source of knowledge and experience. And, you know, we can have definitely, you know, a weekly podcast and every time pick a different topic and go on and on and on.
But, yeah, I'm very happy for that. So whenever you like, you can just invite me. I'll be happy for that. And if I have, of course, I have to make space in my schedule and all that, but it's very enjoyable for me to share, to chat. And
yeah, I can feel that, really. It's so easy to talk to you and you're so open and you really love sharing, that's for sure. And that's amazing. So, well, that's the end of the show, unfortunately. And thank you so much for your time. And you're so busy, but still you find the time for chatting with me. And that's so much appreciated. So thank you so much, Sarita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And we'll be in touch. And blessings to everybody who's been listening.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All the best. Lots of love and a big hug.
Okay, lots of love. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to the Love Osho podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. Visit loveosho.com for new episodes, blogs,
and much more.